The Speaker of Parliament, Edward Doajao, has directed the leadership of the House to investigate an alleged issue of contempt leveled against the MP for Ifiguase Asokore, Frank Boakye Adjen. Mr. Boakye Adjen was reported to have accused the Speaker on air of allowing himself to be influenced in his ruling on the motion brought to the House by the Deputy Minority Leader, Dominic Nitiwu, on the Merchant Bank Forties deal during the last emergency session. The said comment was considered contemptuous of the House by the Majority Chief Whip, Alhaji Muhammad Muntaka, who then drew the Speaker's attention to it. Even though Alhaji Muntaka wanted to raise the issue on the floor, the Speaker decided to do it himself to avoid the politicization of the matter. Mr. Ajao said the comment attacked the dignity and authority of the Chair.
Honorable Majority Chief Whip has drawn my attention to an issue of contempt of this House and has asked that the transcript of what he was alleging be made available to me for me to make a determination. The transcript was made available to me and it sought to attack the dignity and the integrity of the Chair. It's not about the person. And for the records, part of the transcript reads, and we think somebody may have influenced that decision talking about the Chair, and the response was that is so. A lot of things happen, and I believe that this is a matter that should be referred to the Privileges Committee. But I told the member that because given the nature of this particular matter, it should be raised by me so that I doesn't politicize the House. Majority, minority, MPP, NDC side. Under Standing Order 27, I thought that this is a matter that should be referred to the Privileges Committee for investigation and report.
The Speaker, Edward Doajao, said even though he believes that speech should not be criminalized, it is important for the House to go into the matter to avoid undermining the authority of the House.
Other members, my personal attitude is that speech should not be criminalized. I try to put a lot of restraint on myself. But where the Chair is being accused of being influenced, it seems to have crossed the red line. Indeed, the even mentioned the person whom I have done, who brought the message to me in the transcript, and the person whom I have influenced. If you don't go into this matter, I think that it is going to undermine the authority of this House, not only for the present, but for the future of this Honorable House. Honorable members, I speak for the House, but I don't know who speaks for me. On this occasion, I am putting the Speaker in appearance. I want the leadership of the House to look into this matter and make proposals how to go about it within a week.
You heard the Speaker of Parliament, Edward Doajao.